Many experts predict Iraq will be the top issue in the 2008 campaign, much as it was when President Bush won re-election in 2004. Alan Lichtman is a presidential historian at American University in Washington, D.C.
The war is the overriding issue. Whenever there's a war, that becomes the issue for the generation. Unless, of course, there's a recession, and that might overshadow the war, but nobody knows whether that's going to happen or not.
Some Republicans believe the improved security situation in Iraq could help whoever becomes the Republican Party's presidential nominee next year. But Lichtman believes the Democratic nominee will have an advantage with independent voters going into the 2008 campaign.
The recent situation may have slightly improved for the administration, but that's mainly moved Republicans. Hasn't moved Democrats at all, and hasn't caused much movement among independents. And Republican votes aren't going to be good enough for a presidential candidate in 2008.
Iraq remains a central issue in the battle for the Democratic Party nomination, where Senator Hillary Clinton of New York continues to lead the field in public opinion polls. Some of Clinton's rivals question her initial support of the war. Stephen Wayne is a professor of government at Georgetown University in Washington.
It hasn't faded as an issue among Democratic activists. It has faded as a salient issue among the country for the simple reason that the Congress is divided and the Democrats don't seem to be able to win any votes. And there seems to be a pessimism where there's no way we can stop Bush. The only way we're going to change Iraq is when we have a new president.
Iraq, Iran, and other foreign policy issues are getting a lot of attention on the campaign trail, especially in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. Arthur Sanders is a political scientist at Drake University in Iowa.
The war in Iraq and the war on terror and Iran and nuclear weapons are things that are looming in front of people, and they are concerned about it. When candidates go to these forums, they get asked about that.
Those same issues are being discussed in New Hampshire as well. But Democrats there are also concerned with supporting a candidate who can win the general election in November of 2008. Dante Scala lectures on politics at the University of New Hampshire.
So you see Iraq, but also typical Democratic concerns such as health care, for example, are on the list. But given that candidates wind up having more or less similar positions on a host of issues, I think it does come down to factors such as personality, such as perceived electability.
Many experts believe the mix of issues at the moment favors the Democrats. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
They have many advantages, not least that we've had one party in power for 8 years. Americans like to change normally after 8 years. They don't always do it. Second, there's no question that the president's unpopularity, which stems mainly from Iraq but also from Katrina and other events, is going to be an albatross around the neck of any Republican nominee.
But Republican strategists say that the Democrats' advantage on the issues could change if the focus of the campaign turns to national security and the war on terror. John Fortier monitors presidential politics at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
The way that they might would be to paint a Democrat as being weak or inexperienced on foreign policy in general, not just Iraq, on the war on terror.
Illegal immigration is another issue that could ignite passions in both the early primaries and in the general election campaign. Stefan Schmidt is a professor of political science at Iowa State University.
Immigration has been an issue that has erupted periodically, and I think as an undercurrent is quite important. It's not as visible as some of the other issues on a day-to-day basis, but I know from talking to many, many activists that it is very, very important.
Recent national surveys suggest the war in Iraq and domestic concerns about health care, the economy, and jobs top the list of voter priorities as the election cycle approaches. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.